With the 2022 Bengals season in the books, let's get some perspective from the players, from head coach Zach Taylor, and, well, some assistant coaches could be on the move. Plus, well, did the Bengals meet expectations this season? Plenty coming your way on today's edition of Locked On Bengals.
You are Locked On Bengals, your daily Cincinnati Bengals podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome in to another edition of the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine, no Jake Lisco. That's okay, because we're stacked, we're packed, and you're going to hear from Von Bell, Jesse Bates, Joe Mixon, Zach Taylor, and, well, we're pretty loaded today, and there's a lot to discuss, and it's not just them. I have some stuff that I want to talk about. We're going to discuss the Bengals coaching situation because, well, it looks like there could be a lot of new faces, potentially on the coaching staff, certainly in the locker room next season. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of the NFL. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon today to get started. And thank you so much for making us your first listen. And much like Jake and I talked about during our post-game show, thank you so much for listening all season long. We're not going anywhere. So please keep making us your first listen. We're going to have plenty of off-season content for you. And if you could, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Certainly check us out on YouTube as well. And let's dive in. But before I get to the assistant coaches and before I get to the player interviews that I have from Kansas City that I want to play some clips for you, before we do any of that, I want to discuss the 2022 season just a little bit, and we'll be able to reflect on it a little bit more. I don't want to completely do a reflection episode without Jake. He's traveling back from Mexico. Heck, I just got back from Kansas City like an hour ago, and not complaining, by the way, best job in the world. Just saying that's why I don't want to do a full reflection episode without Jake. But going into this season, especially after last year, right, the run to Super Bowl 56 and how wild it was and being at SoFi and the run they went on and just the explosion of star power, because it's Joe Burrow is the biggest star we've seen with the Bengals in my lifetime. It's fair to say. I'm not going to even debate that now. And Ja'Marr Chase is just continues to grow and grow and grow. And so after that year, a lot of it was expectations. An expectation. What are your expectations for the Bengals? Do they have to make it back to the Super Bowl with this revamped offensive line to you know, reach the bar that you have set for them? And going into this season, this is not hindsight. Going into this season, I never once said that I expect them to go to the Super Bowl. I think that is it's a very tough ask for any team in tough mountain. Now, that doesn't mean it can't be a goal, but an expectation for an analyst or for a fan base or for it's just unrealistic. And it's unrealistic because the team was better this year. I would no doubt about it. They were much better. The 2022 Bengals, who reached the Final Four and lost in the AFC title game to the Kansas City Chiefs, were better than this year's edition. Than last year's edition that beat the Kansas City Chiefs and were a couple plays away from being world champions. But circumstances matter. And who you're playing matters. And how talented they are matters. And the part of it was is the Bengals had to deal with a lot more adversity this year. And that's part of the NFL. That's part of life in the league. Could you imagine the Bengals playing 3 backup offensive linemen last year? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how bad that would have gone? It would have been awful. And I'm not trying to bring you down here, folks. What I'm trying to say is the Bengals, they met my expectations this year because my expectations were for them to establish themselves as an AFC powerhouse, as an AFC contender, to shut up all of the talk and shut down all of the talk about what? About, oh man, Zach Taylor is a one-hit wonder, flash in the pan. Joe Burrow, it's not sustainable. They're going to regress. The deep ball's not going to work, and this offense isn't going to work, and there's no way Lou Anarumo's defense is really that mad scientist. He's going to fail. All of those things. Evan McPherson's going to stink. Ah, well, he was actually really, really good in the postseason. In fact, he's never missed a postseason field goal still. they delivered because they are an AFC powerhouse. And one thing Zach Taylor said on Monday, and he said it multiple times, and it's a good way to describe the AFC championship game. It was a heavyweight fight. It was a heavyweight fight. It was Ali and Tyson, right? Which we never saw, but we got to see it. And I think we're going to see it a bunch more. But you want to know why the Bengals have arrived and are one of these AFC powers? Well, look at the Chiefs' reaction to winning. If they didn't take the Bengals seriously, if they didn't think the Bengals were that, then they wouldn't have talked so much afterwards. You don't talk that much afterwards if you beat some scrub team. That's not what happens, right? They took those Burrowhead comments seriously. Sure, but they were so dang fired up. Why? Because they won and they got over the hump against a great team. And that's the part of it. The Bengals, they're going to look much different. And we're going to talk a lot about it over the next couple of months as the roster evolves and changes, and we're going to get into contracts and draft talk and all of those things. All of those things are going to happen. And I love all those aspects of it. But when I think of the 2022 Bengals, they met the expectations I had for them coming into the year. Establish yourself as an AFC power. They didn't completely choke like the Chargers. They weren't this upstart team anymore like the Jaguars. They needed to establish themselves. And how did they do? They won a division title for the second straight season, won the AFC North back-to-back times for the first time in franchise history, division titles back-to-back times for the first time since 81-82. They went to the AFC title game back-to-back years. They won a road playoff game again. Again, are you kidding me? 30-plus years, no playoff wins in my entire life. And Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor, well, they have five of them. They went 2-1 in the postseason after going 3-1 the year prior. It is hard. It is hard. And if Tyler Boyd doesn't get hurt, could you see the path, right? Absolutely. Or if this happens, or if this call, or if that, it is hard. And that's why I wanted to start with that. They met my expectations. It doesn't mean it's not disappointing. It doesn't mean that they didn't expect to make it farther. It doesn't mean that there isn't a path where they could have won the Super Bowl. Of course there is. And of course there's about 50 things that could have changed the outcome of that game because it was so tight. But they met expectations and they had a hell of a season and they won 10 straight games. And the suddenness of a playoff loss like that, like everyone knew the Super Bowl was the end regardless last year. This year, if you were in Kansas City, you felt it. Last year, it felt like house money going into that game the night before. Saturday night, it felt like, hey, they're going to win the damn thing. You better have your tickets ready for Phoenix. Much, much different. Much different vibe. And I get it. I understand it. They came up a bit short, but that doesn't mean that the 2022 season wasn't a successful one. They finished 14-5 AFC North champs. Just a player too short, and we'll see what happens. But, in Super Bowl 57, but it's a really good team. They're going to be really good. I know there's a lot of uncertainty, and I've seen could they fall apart if they lose this guy or that guy? Look, the Bengals aren't going to fall apart. They're going to be really, really damn good in 2023 because Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and I could go on and on. Those dudes are ballers, and it's going to work. Now, do a lot of things need to happen? Are there a lot of scenarios we're going to talk about in upcoming shows? Absolutely. The first of which we're going to do today, assistant coaches could be on the move. Two coordinators, head coaching jobs. We'll get the latest on Brian Callahan and Lou Anarumo, and we will do that next here on Locked On Bengals. But first, a word from Blue Nile, because Blue Nile, with Valentine's Day coming up, romance is in the air more than usual. And I don't need to tell you, lovebirds, that you've probably had your date plans on the calendar for weeks. But have you found the perfect Valentine's Day gift yet? Spoiler, I haven't. At BlueNile.com, you can find the perfect piece of jewelry for life's special moments, including Valentine's Day. Guess where I'm going right after we finished this pod. There's simple online tools that you choose diamond shape, size, clarity, as well as the setting style. And you can get the custom engagement ring like I just described. You can get any type of jewelry you're looking for, and their diamond price guarantee allows you to compare a competitor's diamond against one of theirs. Blue Nile can even meet or beat their price. And right now, you can save up to 50% at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com for up to 50% off. Again, BlueNile.com. Let's keep things rolling by talking about Brian Callahan and Zach Taylor. And you want to talk about an offense that, you know, one or two plays completely changes things. Zach Taylor's had Brian Callahan his entire time here in Cincinnati. They've grown up together. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Zach Taylor referred and said this, like, about how the coaching staff has grown over the 4 years and how he's grown and improved. These two guys, they were young pups in 2019. And Callahan had a Super Bowl ring, and Zach was just coming off of going to the Super Bowl, and still young pups. And now they're just next level. And they've been together here for 4 years. And it feels like Brian Callahan might be accepting a head coaching job in the near future. Maybe not. But he's going to have his second interview with the Indianapolis Colts. First one was a Zoom. You roll your eyes at that. Second one, well, it's in person. It's in Indianapolis. It's scheduled for Wednesday. We'll see how it goes. Peyton Manning is a fan of Brian Callahan, obviously, from their time in Denver. He's worked with Matt Stafford. He's worked with a lot of these guys. I've had some of these different radio stations reach out. And obviously, if you're familiar with our podcast, you know Brian Callahan's come on a bunch. We have a great relationship with him. And they ask, like, why isn't Brian Callahan – like, I went on in Phoenix last week. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they haven't interviewed him. They should. And, of course, they are. They're interviewing him Thursday for their head coaching vacancy. And maybe they were waiting to see if – part of it is if you go to the Super Bowl, maybe you don't want to wait that long to assemble a staff. And now that they're available, Lou Anarumo and Brian Callahan, that they're getting looks. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think he could work. I'm not going to lie. I think Brian Callahan's going to be a hell of a head coach. It might not be year one. It might take a little time as he figures out, much like Zach did, it figures out play calling and all of those things. But, okay, so he figures out the play calling. I know he's great with quarterbacks. I know he's got a great rapport with the guys in the locker room. I think it would work. And so we'll see if they can keep him. Obviously, keeping him would be ideal. Lou Anarumo set to interview this week for the Arizona Cardinals head coaching job as well. So Callahan's got the Colts on his radar, or is on the Colts radar, however you want to say it, and the Cardinals. Meanwhile, Lou Anarumo, it's the Cardinals. And until real quick, before I talk more about these guys, and I want to talk about Dan Pitcher as well, this is Zach Taylor talking about his coordinators, his coaching staff on Monday. Just huge praise for what these coordinators have meant to him over the past 4 years.
Oh, I mean, Lou, Brian, and Darren, we've had the same three coordinators since I've been here, which is really rare. And that's been special to be able to have that because we're a very tight bunch. I think that communication process has been great between all of us, all the way down through the coaches, and excited that Brian and Lou are getting these opportunities that they're getting, you know, and Brian's got two of them right now and Lou's got one of them. And, you know, certainly hope that they get a chance to take advantage of those opportunities and become head coaches. And if they're back, that's great for me and for all of us. But, that's part of being a successful team is, people are going to come and want to talk to your coaches. And we got a lot of great coaches here that are more than capable.
Makes sense. Well-deserved praise. Well-deserved praise. And to me, you have a guy in Dan Pitcher, Bengals quarterbacks coach, who has a great relationship with Joe Burrow. They were just able to extend his contract. Zach Taylor says he wants his entire staff back. We'll see, of course, depending on what they do. Or what offers they potentially get. But Dan Pitcher is the potential replacement for Brian Callahan. I think that would be a pretty natural progression for him. But some uncertainty, certainly, if you lose him. On the other side, if you lose Lou Anarumo, I don't know what they would do defensive coordinator-wise. And so that's what's interesting about this now is, okay, well, what's the plan? How does it work? Do you keep these guys? I mean, the Colts are casting a very wide net. The Cardinals seem to be casting a pretty large net as well. We'll see. But an in-person interview, it's always dangerous, man, especially Callahan. I think he's going to interview great. He's an NFL lifer. This dude grew up in this, all right? Why wouldn't he be great? I don't. So to me, it's a matter of when, not if. And I said that when we had him on during the bye. We had both coordinators on, Brian Callahan and Lou Anarumo. It's a matter of when, not if, for both of those guys. And if you're Zach Taylor, if you're the Bengals, you hope the when is a tad bit later than right now. It's just when? Well, maybe 2024, 2025. You know, you push it down the road a little bit, but it might be this year. It really might be this offseason. So we'll see. We'll keep you up to date on that. Let's dive into the future of some of these guys. And Jesse Bates and Von Bell are two awesome pieces of this Bengals secondary. They formed one of the best safety tandems in the league. I think it's fair to say that. And you're going to hear from both of them coming up next. But today's show brought to you by FanDuel. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. We're really excited about FanDuel and Locked On Bengals to partner up. Well, because right now you are about to get, well, an easy to use way. Because I get it. A lot of you probably still haven't dove into the sports betting scene yet, but you could download FanDuel now so you can bet on Super Bowl 57 with their no sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. It's easy to navigate. It isn't overwhelming. It's really easy to use, like I said. And, you know, to me, using an app that's easy to use, easy to download, to navigate, especially if you're not super familiar with sports betting, it's the way to go. And that's why FanDuel is the way to go. So join today at FanDuel.com/lockedon to claim your free no sweat first bet. So you just get that no sweat first bet by going to FanDuel.com/lockedon and you make that first bet on Super Bowl 57 and boom, you can get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. From money lines to parlays to prop bets, FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Let's continue by hearing from Jesse Bates. And I talk with Jesse Bates in the Bengals locker room about the finality of the season and about his potential future. And it certainly feels like this is it for him in Cincinnati. He talked on Monday. I was able to talk to him in Kansas City. He talked on Monday and he said, look, he's not in the position to leave $10 million on the table. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know if that's what the Bengals were asking him to leave. I don't know what the case is, but it just feels like they're too far apart. You have Dax Helen waiting. Writing seems to be on the wall. Here's part of my conversation with Jesse Bates. The finality of this game, obviously, you guys are as close as any team. A bunch of guys in here have said this. How much harder does that make this in losing in that way?
Yeah, losing period hurts. But, you know, certain situations, you know, some people won't be here. Some people will be here. But like I said, I haven't really been able to reflect and think about what's going on, to be honest with you.
Knowing that this might have been your last game here, I mean, how do you kind of process all of that given the context of what it might mean for you moving forward?
Yeah, like I said, super grateful. Super grateful. That's all I could think about running off the field. It's to where we were when I first got here and where it ended. Just says a lot. It just says a lot about how if you love one another all the time, and you hear that, we've been talking about that all year round, good things happen. So, like I said, I've met a lot of great people, you know, in this locker room, in the training room, you know, reporters, normal people in Cincinnati. I've built huge, you know, relationships, connections, So yeah, so if this is the end, I'm super grateful for the process, super grateful for everything that I've learned here in Cincinnati in my 5 years. So we'll see what happens.
Bates isn't the only Bengal safety that could be on the move. Von Bell has been such a big part of this team. And it's funny, when they were putting together the 2020 roster, I think Von Bell was a guy that when free agency started, they weren't necessarily eyeing. And then time passed. He was still out there and they're like, hell yeah, let's go get Von Bell. And he was there. And you can just see, you can feel, you can hear the emotion on his face, whether you're watching on YouTube, whether you're listening to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast. This is part of my conversation and our a bunch of reporters were talking to him. So you might hear a couple of other voices. But our conversation with Von Bell on Sunday night.
I'm being the moment right now, being with the guys. Let the big man upstairs take care of it. And he's going to pray about it, see what happens.
3 years in Cincinnati, maybe longer, of course. But what has this time meant to you so far?
It meant a lot. Helped me grow as a player, helped me build relationships for a lifetime. Some of the guys in this locker room will be my brothers forever. And that's what it's about. The relationships you build, the brotherhood that you build, the moments you cherish, the times you grow together. And that's what it's about.
Is that what makes this, the finality of it, that much harder?
It is. And it is. Knowing the nature of this business, nothing ever is guaranteed. And you want to capitalize in the moment and just be there for one another and just want to keep on going as long as this thing can go, because this is the nature of the business. You want to come on top with your guys. You want to keep on going with your guys, but, you know, I fell short tonight.
It is a game of relationships. Jesse seemed almost resigned to the fact that this was the end for him. Is it that make it harder? I know how close you guys are.
It's always tough knowing the nature of the business, and you just got to be there for one another. We never know what can happen, you know. Just being the moment now, being together, staying around each other, and let the chips may fall how they go fall, you know. It's still a long time from now, so we just got to keep on staying connected, and sometimes you got to get away from ball and just be around each other. Like I said, it's a close-knit group. It's like a family, so we'll see what happens.
It'd be nice to keep one of them. It would be nice to keep one of them, and that's one of the many decisions the Bengals have. Do you try to keep – Bates seems like a long shot. Do you try to keep Von Bell? Will he get paid huge money? This would be probably his last long-term deal in the NFL, 27 years old. We'll see. Signed a 3-year, $18 million deal a few years ago. I'm sure he's going to want more than that. How much more? Not sure about. We'll see about Von Bell. We'll see about Jesse Bates. We'll see about a lot of these guys, Jermaine Pratt, and a lot of uncertainty surrounding them. So it's not just the coordinators now. It's these players. And think about it. Think about how many young teams that are going to try to do what the Bengals have done in recent years that would love to have a Jermaine Pratt or love to have a Von Bell or love to have a Jesse Bates. There's a lot. And so the Bengals have some decisions to make, and they're going to have to prioritize certain guys over others, and they need to get it right. And they've gotten it right a ton in free agency in recent years, whether it's passing on guys and letting guys leave, whether it's signing the right guys. That has to continue, and they're going to have to continue to get it right in the draft, which they've certainly done in recent seasons. Let's do one more. Let's end on a positive note. Joe Mixon was really positive after the game, even revealed that he hopes the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, which I think would be a unique take, I think, amongst maybe not Bengals players. It's not like that's something that we were asking, but the fan base, I would say. So this is just a snippet of Joe Mixon talking, who is ever so positive.
It was tough. The guys in here, they battled their ass off all year, and to pretty much come up short, it hurts, it stings, and it's very emotional for the guys. So, we just lost to a great Chiefs team. I mean, you can call it whatever it is. I mean, I give them all the respect and all the props. I mean, I really hope they win it this Super Bowl. I mean, they deserve it, all the trials and tribulations they've been through. But for us, I mean, we just got to do whatever we can to keep everybody together and really just pinpoint out the fact that we come this far. I felt like the guys, even though we fell short, I feel like the guys don't understand the accomplishment, us getting this far. I mean, obviously it sucked by us losing, but just to really come this far and have all these memories with each other. I mean, it was a hell of a season. A lot of great things that went on, and, you know, just this is going to suck. But you just got to do whatever you can to keep your head up, keep moving forward, and try to do whatever you can to get back.
Obviously, you're hurting right now, but you're also, I think, looking at it in as positive a way as you could in this situation. Why? What gives you the ability to do that?
I mean, to be honest, that's all you can do. You can either go in a hole and hide and do all of that stuff. But, I mean, like I said, my guys, we had a hell of a season, great season, man. And a lot of the guys going to still be around and things like that. I feel like keep everybody together the best you can, and the best is yet to come. I mean, obviously we fell short, but I truly feel like the best is to come with our teammates, man.
And who knows about his future, right? There are just a lot of guys whose future is up in the air, and we will talk about all of them right here on Locked On Bengals. We are going to have you covered daily, and it's not going to change. The tone of this podcast might be a little different. Not only is it solo, but I wanted to make sure our audience heard some of these clips, that you heard from Jesse Bates, that you heard from Zach Taylor praising these coordinators, because on Thursday or Friday, they might not be the coordinator of the Bengals anymore. Maybe they are, but they might not be. In a couple of months, Von Bell might be elsewhere, and that might be the last time you get to hear him on Locked On Bengals or get to hear him being interviewed as a Bengal. Same goes for Jesse Bates. And so I wanted you to hear that, and we wanted to end on a positive note with Joe Mixon. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I thought that the 2022 Bengals, they met my expectations, and it was a disappointing end. I was talking to someone today. I was like, look, be much, much better. It would be more complicated, no doubt. And it would, there's some stress in planning, but it would be a lot more fun to be planning a trip to Phoenix. And obviously they're playing in Glendale, but Phoenix is where everything will be held leading up to the Super Bowl. And I think I was going to leave Sunday. I mean, I'd be there for 8 days, 9 days, something like that. So we'll see. We'll see if the Bengals can revamp, retool, and continue this run. It's been a hell of a run for two seasons, and I think it's going to continue with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. A lot of these pieces on defense are going to be the same, but there's going to be a lot of new faces. And that's something that we're going to have you covered daily right here on Locked On Bengals. So for Jake Lisco, I'm James Erpine. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and check us out wherever you get your podcast. And thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.